Are you ready for this?
Yeah. I've got good news and bad news about this, actually, for both you and Laura. The good news for you both is that in the box of the little nippers that we bought, one of them is broken.
Right.
So it can't be set. So you've only got 18 as opposed to 19 mousetraps. So it's mousetrap minefield. You've got to be blindfolded, Laura, and then you've got to get from one end of the studio to the other without getting stuck in one of the mousetraps.
Are you guys going to guide me?
No. And the bad news is, you know how I was saying yesterday that these are called little nippers and therefore they'll only give you a nip and it'll be all right?
I don't think that's true.
The box that all the mousetraps came in, their slogan is, the last thing it does is nip.
Oh, good.
So you could be in trouble.
Right, so Laura is now having a blindfold put on her.
I'll do that.
And then she has got thick socks on. Please don't try this at home.
So I go around twice so that
she now has to walk across the studio not seeing where she's going and try and avoid the mousetraps. Okay.
And also, Laura, I know you've got your thick socks on, but don't fall over. And if you do fall over, keep
your... Oh, God, that would really hurt.
What? One attached to a booby.
Oh.
What?
Okay.
Well, don't want you to fall over, go chest first into a mousetrap, that's all.
I didn't think about my boobs, I just thought about my fingers.
Okay, it's Mousetrap Minefield on Radio 1. Good luck, Laura.
Right. You're pointing the right way, so in your own time.
Shall I go fast or slow?
Well, you're the first one to do it, so, you know, there's no technique done before.
I might just run for it.
No, don't run.
You're going to have to take a step at some point, Laura. Come on.
We are filming this on video, you'll be able to watch it at some point.
They look like very thick socks. If you don't start, I'm going to take a sock off.
Come on.
I've started.
Come on, walk.
Ooh.
Oh!
Oh! Oh! Mind your head, you're going to hit the telly.
You only just missed one, then.
Oh!
Ow.
That was on your heel. So that was one on each toe and one on your heel.
I can't tell
whether you're crying or not because of the blindfold. Oh, you are.
Oh, God.
There's one still on my spine.
You ready to do it?
No, I'm really not. Oh, my God. Please don't do that at home. Laura's actually shaking. It's 8:54. It's 9:40.
What are you puffing and puffing for?
So, in the time that we've been doing the Moyle Show, I have had to fall off a treadmill and kiss a granny, and now I've got to walk through a minefield of mousetraps, lethal mousetraps.
Have you enjoyed these 2 weeks?
Mm. Apart from this, yeah.
Okay.
I get really nervous.
It'll be fine.
Why don't you do any of them?
Because...
Seriously, I've got a real issue about this.
Have you?
Yes.
Because I have various medical ailments, and that means that a lot of these things I can't do.
That's rubbish, though, isn't it, really?
No. I have torn a hamstring. I've got a verruca. What else? What else do I come up with to get out of something?
Ulcer.
Oh, ulcer, yeah. Coleslaw, yeah.
Right, so...
All those kind of things.
The mousetraps have been reset.
And, luckily for you, there's one less than there was when Laura did it, so you only have 17 to try and walk through.
But there's not a very big space.
No. So are you going to come over here now?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a blindfold? Do you want to blindfold him, Laura?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't like it.
Just come around here.
Have you got your big socks on?
Yes.
Right. So you got Laura's thick monkey socks on, have you?
Uh-huh.
Right. Make sure you tie the blindfold tight, Laura.
It's got a big head.
I know.
Oh, no.
Can you see anything, Scott?
Ow.
Are you sure? Well, that is tight. Are you sure you can't see anything?
Uh-huh.
So you've got Laura's pink scarf around you. Laura, just spin him round a second or move him a little bit.
Oh, no,
right. Right. In your own time, Scott.
I mean,
Laura, point
Scott,
him...
Spin
don't
him around.
Don't point him towards the door. Point him... Right.
Go.
Don't push me.
Have you started?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're doing really well. You need to go quicker than that, though.
Come on.
Ah! What? Ow!
Yes, only you've only taken five steps. Move to your right, move to your right, otherwise you're going to hit the television.
Shaking.
Oh, you're doing really well, you've just passed round five.
Yeah.
Come on. I can feel it on my feet.
Come on. You're just shoving them along.
Ow! Ow!
Oh, you're having a bad run here. That's three on the trot you've trod on. Nearly at the end. Nearly at the end. Nearly at the end. Oh, that just nipped your heel.
Ah, get off
the You're there. You've got one stuck at... Well, I'm sure you know this because you can feel it, but you've got one stuck on your toe. Are you all right?
No.
Do you want the blindfold off so you can see what you do? Are you going to come out? Are we playing The View next?
Yes.
All right, okay. Shall I hit...
off my toe.
All right, well, you do that. Are you all right?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, loads of people going, oh, Scott, you're such a drama queen. Well, do you want to come here and do it then?
I was
do you want to come and put your feet in some mouse traps? Is that what you want to do?
I was a bit disappointed with you because you kind of shuffled. So it meant that two or three of them just kind of went out the way as you, rather than taking steps.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. What's wrong with that?
Well, it's not really in the spirit of Mousetrap Minefield, isn't that?
I think you should do it again.
I don't. I think Chappa should do it.
No.
Why?
Because it has, say, medical problems.
Radio 1. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, who's that?
It's Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Yeah, I'm good, thank you.
How can I help? Yeah, good.
Just listening to the Mousetrap Minefield, I think you should ask Joe Wiley to do it because there are rumours that she's got big hairy toes and that'd be quite funny seeing them get caught.
Yeah, they get caught quite easily, wouldn't they?
Yeah.
All the hair would get caught up in the trap.
And it'd pull the hair out as well, which would, you know, be good for her.
Yeah, she'd love that. Well, I can only suggest that to Dame Jo Wiley. She was up for the treadmill thing last week, so I'll pass it on and see what she says, all right?
Good too.
Right, I love you.
Think it might be a no.
Jo Wiley's got her sexy boots on today, just for me.
And the mouse traps.
She's got the enemy in the live lounge, that'll be worth a listen. Joe's next. Then you got Edith at 1, JK and Joel at 4, and Zane Lowe with Jack Penate tonight. Have a good day.
You've turned into Miles.
Wee, sexy boots are on you. Give us a kiss. Blimey. Four, look at them.
Did you or did you not, Mills, say the other day that my toes would break your mousetraps?
Yeah.
Was it you or Chappers?
It was Chappers.
It was him. He did it. He did it.
Anyway,
Roy, you're looking real... Is this like Miles? Oh, you're looking real sexy today.
You have to give me a bit of a rub down as well.
Can't grope
you now. No. Right, mousetrap challenge tomorrow.
National Radio 1.
Is that a yes? You're doing it?
Yeah.